And we welcome you back here to Bakerfield, top of the seventh. Ray with the 9-5 lead. Sarah Bradner, the leadoff hitter for Yuma at the plate. First pitch swinging and missing. Four strike one, makes it an 0-1 count. Bradner hits leadoff and leads off this inning. In the game, she is 1-for-1. She's walked twice, scored once, and singled. Swisher sets the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Four, strike two.
Strike two. 0-2 is the count.
Cassie trying to end things quickly here in the top of the seventh. Give her team the sweep over the Indians and secure second place in the district. The 0-2 pitch on the outside corner for a call. Strike three. So Bradner goes down looking. Swisher gets her fifth strikeout of the game and the first out of the inning. Terrell Brophy now comes to the plate. Eagles getting pumped. The fans pumped. The dugout pumped. Brophy now at the plate. 0-for-3 in the game. First pitch is high. 4-1. 1-0 count. She flew out to center, lined out to third, and reached on an error by the third baseman. Stole a base and scored. Did Brophy. Swisher with the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Four strike one. Makes it a 1-1 count.
1-1's the count.
Brophy takes some words of advice from Coach Heaton and stands in on the right side. Weaver flashes the sign and settles in behind the plate. The 1-1. It's going to be low. 4-2. Now a 2-1 count.
2-1.
Shrell stands back in. Swisher toes the rubber. 2-1 count to the batter, Brophy. One out, top of the seventh. The pitch from Swisher. It's going to be low and away. 4-3. Makes it a 3-1
count.
Ray with a 9-5 lead on the McClung Insurance scoreboard, trying to get the sweep of today's doubleheader and secure second in the district. Weaver settles in behind the plate. Swisher with the 3-1 pitch. Swung on. Fly ball to left field. Arambula going back. Unable to make the play. Brophy is going to round second. The throw from Rambla is going to come into third, and Brophy will head back to second. So it's going to be a double by Sherelle Brophy here in the top of the seventh inning.
There's your batter, Trussell on deck, free hop in the hole.
That will bring Bailey Bear to the plate with one out. The meat of the lineup now for the Indians. The 3, 4, and 5 hitters. Bailey Bear, Shelby Trussell, and Abby Freehop. The runner on second. Bear, 1-for-3 in the game. Pitch is low, 4-1. Brophy took a big jump off of second base. Weaver is going to run the ball back to Swisher to make sure that Brophy does not try anything. 1-0 count to the batter, Bear. Bear ground out to the pitcher, struck out swinging, and had a single and scored a run in the fourth. Swisher with the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled back to the screen for strike one, make it a 1-1 count.
Foul ball. 1-1
to count. So one ball, one strike, one out here in the top of the seventh inning. Ray with a 9-5 lead. The Indians, though, have a runner on second, and their 3, 4, and 5 hitters on deck. Coach Noli talking to Cassie. Now Cassie will toe the rubber. The 1-1 pitch. Off the plate outside. 4-2. Make it a 2-1 count. At the plate is the number 3 hitter, Bailey Bear. On deck, of course, is the cleanup hitter, Shelby Trussell. The 2-1, swung on. Pop fly is going to go out of play for strike two. 2-2 count.
2-2 is the count.
So 2 balls, 2 strikes here in the top of the seventh. Bear takes some coaching advice from Coach Heaton down the line. She stands back in on the right side. Swisher sets the 2-2 pitch. It's going to be a bounce to the plate. 4-3. The throw down to third is offline. And Autumn Brown there to back it up. Sliding in safely is Sherelle Brophy with the stolen base.
Runner advances to third.
So 3 balls, 2 strikes. Full count. The payoff pitch from Swisher. Swung on, ground ball back to Cassie. She fields it cleanly. The throw to first is in time. Didn't worry about the runner at third as that run does not matter, but Brophy does come in to score. to make it 9-6, but they get the 1-3 ground out for the second out in the inning, and that brings Shelby Trussell to the plate. Trussell, the cleanup hitter in the game, is 0-2, and she also reached on a catcher's obstruction. Swisher toes the rubber. Pitch to Trussell, swung on, fly ball to left field. Arambula drifting back and off her glove. Trussell headed for second. She's going to stroll into second safely. So Trussell reaches on the air by the left fielder. E7, and the Indians once again have a runner at second base. That will bring Abby Freehoff to the plate. Freehoff in the game is 0-3. Pop out to the pitcher, ground out to the pitcher, and struck out swinging. Coach Nolde coming, and they're going to have Skylar Henson and Valeria Arambula switch positions in the outfield. So Henson's going to take over in left. Arambula will go from left to right. Two outs here in the top of the seventh. Ray with a 9-6 lead. Yuma with a runner at second. That's Trussell. At the plate is number five hitter, Abby Freehoff. Swisher pitching. First pitch is low for ball one, and going on the wild pitch is Trussell. Weaver's going to run her back to third. So it's a 1-0 count to Freehoff. So one ball, no strikes to the batter Freehoff with two outs. Indians have a runner at third. That's Trussell. Freehoff stands in on the right side. Swisher toes the rubber and takes a sign from Weaver. 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. Four strike one. Makes the 1-1 count.
Strike one.
And Cassie trying to tell Emily Weaver to not even worry about the runner at third. She does not matter. Focus on the task and get the out here. 1-1 count. The pitch from Swisher. Swung on and missed. Four strike two. 1-2 count. Cassie trying to finish this thing with a strikeout. Swisher with the 1-2 pitch, swung on, and line drive is going to go foul down the right field line. So Freehoff protects the plate and stays alive in the at-bat. Trussell stands at third for Yuma. Ray with a 9-6 lead, two outs, top of the seventh. Swisher with the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be high and tight. Four ball two, makes it a 2-2 count.
2-2 is the count.
Again, Cassie toes the rubber. The 2-2 on the outside corner for a called strike three. So Freehoff will go down looking for the third out of the inning. Sixth strikeout of the game for Cassie Swisher, and that will end it. Ray gets a doubleheader sweep against Yuma and secures second place in the district, behind only Burlington. Ray gets the 9-6 victory here in game two. 4-1 victory in game one. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the Shopball Superfoods of Yuma postgame show. This is Ray Eagle Softball on AM 1440 KRDZ.